It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Well, a better question is, are you all right over there?
I guess so. I'm pushing the wrong buttons here.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting myself on the air. I'm just talking to myself, which I do a lot anyway. But
You like the sound of your own voice.
That's true.
It seems.
Yeah, that's true. This one's us radio guys who just keep talking for no reason at all.
Yeah. No, I'm doing all right. It's a warm weekend.
Yeah, we got up to 99 officially high yesterday. That was only 1 degree off the high in the state of Minnesota, which was up in Hallock, believe it or not.
Yeah, 100 degrees up in Hallock.
Yeah, they did mention Madison at 99 yesterday on the Carrie 11 weather guy was talking about it.
I saw it on Bring Me the News this morning that we hit 99.
It was a warm one.
I got to see an old friend I hadn't seen in about 25 years. He stopped by and was in the area, and we visited for a little bit, and it was good to see him.
Yeah, well, it's always good to renew the old friendships.
Yep.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal William C. McGuire. William was born on March 29th, 1922, in Farmington, Minnesota. Passed away on January 16th, 2008. He entered active duty in the United States Army on March 18th, 1943, in Minneapolis. Was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on November 11th, 1945, at Fort MacArthur, California. He was a heavy weapons NCO, non-commissioned officer, with Company H of the 414th Infantry Regiment. He was spent 7 months and 21 days overseas service. He was wounded in action 3 times in battles in Rhineland and Central Europe. Here in the Combat Infantryman's Badge, Purple Heart with 2 oak leaf clusters, meaning he got 3 awards for being wounded 3 separate times in action. The American Campaign Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the Victory Medal, and the Good Conduct Medal. Thank you, William, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right, and as always, we send out a big salute to all of our veterans.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about some reforms in survivor benefits today.
Yes, the VA put out a press release on May 5th announcing 3 changes to certain survivor benefit programs that are facilitated by the Department of Veterans Affairs. They announced a 3-pronged approach to eliminate barriers and streamline the process for how eligible survivors and dependents of deceased veterans and service members apply for and receive VA benefits and services. Starting this month, the VA's Office of Survivors Assistance, or OSA, will be moved from the Veterans Benefits Administration to the Office of the VA Secretary. Apparently, this reverses a Biden-era decision that put OSA under some bureaucracy layers. Also this month, VA will create a white glove survivor outreach team to guide and assist eligible survivors through the Dependency and Indemnity Compensation, or DIC, claims process. DIC is a benefit paid to survivors of veterans and service members who pass away in service or from a service-related condition. It's a monthly benefit payment paid to them. And also this month, starting immediately here, VA will begin to work to identify areas where automation can be used to make these DIC claims process easier to navigate for survivors. Says the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Doug Collins, the last thing survivors need in their time of grief is frustrating red tape and bureaucracy. That's why we're creating a better system to more quickly and effectively provide survivors the services, support, and compassion they've earned. With relocating the Office of Survivors Assistance in 2021, the Biden administration moved OSA from the Office of the VA Secretary under the Veterans Benefits Administration. Apparently, this created a silo system at odds with the intent of the Veterans and Benefits Improvement Act of 2008. Starting this month, VA will reverse that decision and move OSA back to the Office of the VA Secretary. staff and 5 full-time employees will advise the secretary in all matters related to policies, programs, and legislative issues affecting survivors and dependents. Okay. Sounds like a bureaucratic job. That white glove survivor outreach team. Under previous administrations, there were gaps in the survivor's claim system and no defined outreach process for VA employees to gather information from survivors navigating the benefits process. I witnessed this a lot when I worked the outreach booth at the Minnesota State Fair a couple of years ago. There were a lot of survivors of Vietnam veterans that didn't know they were eligible for certain benefits. And as county veteran service officers, we say, well, you know, contact this office and let them know what you talked about and say these three letters, DIC, Dependency and Indemnity Compensation, and they'll get you the help, get you to the right place. Let's see here. So this white glove survivor outreach team will begin operations in May of this year and consist of experts based out of the Philadelphia VA regional office. These experts will receive specialized training and guide and assist eligible survivors throughout every step of the DIC claims process with the goal of getting to yes on DIC claims decisions for eligible survivors. And automation improvements is the final aspect. VA now automates more than 1,000 DIC claims payments or adjustments per day and is in the process of ongoing enhancements to increase automation that will expedite survivors' claims and improve their experience. VA will also be identifying additional areas where automation can be used to make all benefits delivery processes easier to navigate for eligible surviving dependents. He says here, the last thing survivors need in their time of grief is frustrating red tape and bureaucracy. The last DIC benefit I did for a surviving spouse took 3 business days, which is almost unheard of in the VA.
It's pretty quick. Yep.
3 business days. You know, there was a long weekend involved in there, so in reality it took 6 days because there was a 3-day weekend, but 3 business days is all it took from them receiving it to the benefit being approved, which is unheard of.
In government work.
Yes. Yeah. in federal government work, I should say. County government work, local government work.
A little faster.
A lot faster, and you and I are instrumental in that.
That's right. We keep things moving along, right?
That's right. Mr. Mayor over here.
And Mr. VSO.
Yes. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. I'm going to be out of the office Tuesday and Thursday this week. I have a Well, Tuesday I have a meeting up in St. Paul, and Thursday I have a meeting up in St. Cloud. So
you're getting around this week, then.
Getting around this week.
Seeing the scenery.
Yep.
Seeing the countryside.
Yep. Listening to my old classic radio shows.
Catch it up on old times. So.
Yep. Yep.
That's always good. Bring back those memories.
Well, no, it's old classic radio shows like some from like the 50s and 60s, those old detective shows.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the info, and you have a good week. We'll catch you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning, right here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.